Hi, I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And I'm Jason Horton.
And we're the hosts of Ghost Town, a comedy podcast about all places abandoned, tragic, mysterious, haunted, and true crimey.
That's not a word. We cover all kinds of locations like
the Los Feliz Murder House,
an L.A. murder frozen in time, Action Park,
the world's most dangerous amusement park, JonBenet Ramsey's house, Woodstock 99, the Cecil Hotel, and the Black House.
Ooh, Satan. So pause the podcast you're currently listening to immediately and go subscribe to Ghost Town.
You can find us at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dead in Sports.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening and subscribing to Dead in Sports. In this episode, you are about to hear a conversation about why black people are still watching the Super Bowl. It was Rod's topic this week on Is the Mic Still On? And we decided to drop it here so you guys can hear that conversation as well. If you are not subscribed to the Is the Mic Still On podcast, a link to that show is included in the description below. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Leave us your thoughts and comments. And now on to the show.
So today we're recording this on Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, why are we still supporting football the way we are?
Get them, Rod.
Wait, you're watching it too?
No.
Oh.
Get him, Rod!
I'm going to be with family.
The bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. And I ask y'all because y'all
are friends.
I mean, truthfully,
I still haven't really watched the NFL like that like I used to.
But you're watching tonight, though.
I mean,
so I'm ain't gonna listen to Kanye album, but you're gonna go watch the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna be amongst friends, and it's for Dead in Sports purposes.
So. If y'all were really about that life, you would cancel Dead in Sports for that fucking moment. If you're really about that life.
That is a very valid question. I did put in a year protest.
Mm-hmm. I protested long. Well, yeah, you know I protested long.
Yeah, and to be honest, while I discuss it on mm-hmm. Dead in Sports, mm-hmm. While it's in season, even now I still don't watch it. The only time I catch any football is when I'm over family's house and mm-hmm. they got it on because they're big football fanatics. Mm-hmm. And you know, they didn't feel about it as hard as the way I did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think, and I was talking to B about this, I think, man, like, I was even talking to my wife, like, it's not interesting to me to watch anymore. Mm-hmm. I think the stories are interesting. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily have to watch it. And
right.
You can argue that
right.
us covering it is still a form of support, but I still don't necessarily give them the actual ratings to count towards the Nielsen or whatever.
I'm just saying, man, they've clearly shown that they don't give a shit about us.
They got Jay-Z.
I knew you was getting ready to say that shit, kid. I knew you was getting ready to say that shit.
Yeah, and I just saw like Rick Ross and who just was trying to buy an NFL team? Mm-hmm. Rick Ross and who?
Bill Cosby.
I don't know who else, but I saw the headline.
What's he going to buy from jail?
Wait. Right.
But a new, he need to buy a new eye first.
My bad.
I think it's Rick Ross and Dwayne Wade are trying to buy an NFL
Miami
team.
Miami Dolphins?
I don't know which team. I caught it in passing. It was I was in a restaurant and I saw it on the TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, man, I just don't understand. Like, I really don't understand. It's really confusing to me. Like, when they've clearly shown that they don't give a shit about us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
I
crazy?
Don't understand why we still support. Yeah.
And I get you.
That's the realest shit Rod ever spoke.
Rod, this is the thing. Yeah. I'm not a sports fan, so it don't affect me at all. But mm-hmm. I still feel weird too about the way that a lot of these like coaches parade around with. It's hard for me to describe it. It's like they know that they have these teams and they know that they coach these people. And I think a lot of the way that, like, even like going back to the NBA, mm-hmm. how players still had to play those games the same day and stuff like that, even though that they were mourning, mm-hmm. they can't just call out or take off because they're under contracts and they're paid a lot of money, but not nearly as money as the coaches and the owners and the people who, you know, are behind players, all these things.
Nah, the players make the most money outside of the owners. Yep. Only the owners make more money than the players. The players make more money than the coaches, than the doctors, than the staff, everybody even put together.
Yeah. Don't think y'all gonna weasel away from answering Rod's question.
Yeah. So in terms of the NFL, for me personally, just like Ken and B, like I haven't been like on it like in the last 2-3 years, like when we first started. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily like a thing that like I boycotted for a little while. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of came back, but I'm not, like, gung-ho. Now, the Super Bowl, to me, I think it's – for me personally, it's a little different mm-hmm. just because it's the biggest TV event every year. Like, if you
but
look –
still
at,
in
yeah,
their,
but that's like
– and think about if all of y'all pulled away yes. the kind of God. Message that was sent.
Oh, my God.
You, but I feel that, and I'm –
Just say you don't care, bro.
No.
Just say you don't care.
I care to a certain degree. I care to a certain degree, but at the same time, like – I'm here to be entertained.
Ooh. Mm.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So your entertainment is more important than the disrespect that this organization has shown black people. You care more about being entertained.
I think in the moment, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think in the moment,
I mean, at least you're honest. Shit.
Yeah, I'd rather be honest.
And in the moment, yeah. I understand all of the systemic things that the NFL in particular, right? Because I don't think all professional sports are the same. But I think the NFL more so than anything. I think that we do need more diversity in ownership. I definitely think we need more diversity across the NFL. But
what's going to make that happen?
Ownership. We have
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z doesn't own shit. Jay-Z just has a partnership.
You got to see the table.
Okay, I don't know if he's going to change much. And
he got that video for Botham Jean and. Shit, he got Kaepernick a workout, didn't he? Kaepernick, he didn't he get him a workout?
Why you calling Kaepernick?
Huh?
It's not like you calling him Kaepernick.
He did.
Cut it out, man. That's not cool. Oh, my Kaepernick. God.
That was a Freudian slip.
Was it Freudian slip? Damn.
But no, I think.
I was like, am I ears tripping? Right.
Nah, he said it.
Yeah, but I think the way to change it is to get more minorities.
He got
ownership.
He got 100 million.
But again, like to Mike's point, man, you don't think that'll make a huge statement if black folks just vow to not just Super Bowl in general, like
I'll and the ratings
go especially down. Super Bowl, not even yeah, regular games, because that's where they're banking all the money on because all the ad money.
I mean,
on
shit
that.
Gets shut down because of Super Bowl.
I sort of disagree with the Super Bowl because of the way that the Super Bowl is watched. So you don't have. All of us at home watching it at once. You have everybody at one house mm-hmm. watching it together.
Okay. Yeah.
So all of those ratings and stuff that they're getting, they like other places may make money off of the Super Bowl, the grocery stores, liquor stores, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, for snacks, JJ's chicken, whatever.
JJ Fish,
which is good, by the way. But they're not receiving the increase in ratings from all of these surge of black people mm-hmm. that are watching. It's everybody else because, to FIFO's point, mm-hmm. it's the biggest event of the year. Mm-hmm.
So they're expecting
everybody,
a certain amount of money, though.
Right,
so
but I don't think
it's, give it to them?
I don't think it's going to negatively impact their ratings when it comes to the Super Bowl.
How would it not? Yeah. So so what y'all are saying is y'all are going to a certain house – that's why the ratings are going to be different. But if that's the same thing that happens every single mm-hmm. year, then they're expecting a certain number.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if y'all don't do it, then of course it's going to negatively impact it.
Right. The people that feel the way that I have felt in the past, the way that B maybe feels now, maybe feel in the past, he can answer that question. Mm-hmm. But the house that I'm going to, they were going to watch it anyway.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
But that's not going to.
The point is, what if all of them said, "I'm not going to watch it"?
And that's what I'm saying. They are not, and they so they're football fans regardless. They didn't protest. They didn't. They thought what happened was fucked up, mm-hmm. but they didn't feel the way that I felt. Right. So they continued to watch the game during this moment.
Right.
They weren't at that point where the NFL's fucked up. I'm not watching anymore. We mm-hmm. should ban it. Whatever. They weren't on that level. Mm-hmm. They continued to watch the game. So. To get to what you're talking about guys like me who don't watch it anymore.
Right.
Or who don't give them clicks. You're talking about guys like B. Mm-hmm. We're not giving them ratings. Now, are we going to a house that a person is watching it? Yes. But that's still not coming from us. Our presence is there, but it's in the presence of those that was going to watch it anyway.
You should go there and turn the TV off.
When you go there anyway.
We just grab their remote and be like,
if I was watching it at home, I would understand completely.
But my question is, do you always just watch it at home, or do you always go to somebody's place?
I always go, yeah.
Okay, so then nothing's changing.
That's what I'm saying. So me not going to the house or me staying at home and not watching it, it's the same result, yes.
So you might as well.
And I haven't watched the NFL.
No, it's
I
not
haven't
that
went to
I
a
might
game
as well watch it. Yeah. I'm just, so yeah. It's not that I might as well watch it. What I'm saying is that me pulling out won't affect the people that was going to watch it anyway.
But it would make you consistent at the very least. So if you go on and you say, you know what, because of what the NFL is doing, I'm not going to watch. That might inspire other people to do the same thing and other people to do the same thing.
I can tell you it did not.
Because so, you can't say that because you're still going to watch it.
I know. I was very vocal for that whole year about how I felt and what I was or was not doing around everybody that continued to watch the football, and they chose to do it in a different way.
I'm not talking about those people. I'm saying I believe in consistency. So even though I know Reddit's going to be like, no, you don't, Mike. If you are going to go online, you're going to say the NFL is fucked up. But then you're going to do a Dead End Sports thing talking about, oh, yeah, we watched the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl was great and it was so much fun and this happened. You don't feel like there's like a huge level of hypocrisy there? Like not a moderate level, a huge level.
Huge, yeah.
No?
If I was still actively protesting, I would agree with that.
So you're not actively protesting anymore?
No, I did it for a full year. I did not watch any football. As I said in my opening statement, over time, even though I still don't like really watch it, but the protest of me not watching it isn't there. So my actions of me saying, oh, I'm not going to watch this game isn't there. I'm just trying to do it in a different way when doing the show and being vocal about all of the things that the NFL has been fucked up. Like, one of the things that I started on the show is I'm obviously pro-brother, very black. We need black coaches, and I support all the black coaches, this, that, and the other. And even now there's a lack of diversity in the NFL, and I want to see
and
that change. Right. I don't know how to change it. I'm not, able to change any of that. But there are things that need to be addressed. What happened to Colin Kaepernick is fucked up. I don't agree with the NFL's approach to it. And I don't feel like they're being sincere in what they're doing with the player money they've given the Players Coalition, with the money they've given Jay-Z, the $100 million over 10 years. I feel like they're trying to buy their way out of it. And I think they're using Jay-Z as a token to get that done. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, I just don't see where a person that wasn't going to watch it, like if they stayed at home, I would agree with you. Because I think that they would definitely contribute a rating to it. But if they were going elsewhere to a person that was going to watch it regardless, I don't see how that would – them not watching it or them not going over there to participate in that event would affect the NFL. The consistency in actions, depending on what the actions are, I do agree if I was actively protesting.
Yeah, I feel you 100% if you're not actively protesting. That makes sense. I just assumed that you were.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, what you're saying totally makes sense. Now, and y'all two more
Nick,
questions.
I wanted to – yeah, before y'all go, I wanted to get Nick's
– you know Nick don't give a fuck.
Not to those words, but kind of. Not to say I don't give a fuck, but it's just more of I wasn't actively protesting it the whole time. Like, I had conversations with me and Ken, and, on Dead End Sports, we go back and forth on it. There was actually an article – posted in the New York Times about this conversation somewhat with Jay-Z. And for me, it's just more of the reason why I didn't actively protest was because I didn't think it was an NFL issue to correct when it comes to the stuff that Colin Kaepernick was bringing up originally as far as like the police brutality. Now, how his situation ended, yes, that was an NFL issue, and I disagree with that. However, on Colin Kaepernick's side, I have some issues with how he played his role in that as well. So for me, it was just more like until I get something that pushes me over to the side of either one, then I was just going to continue
somewhere
doing
in the middle.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing.
So what do you mean that it wasn't an NFL issue to correct? I understand NFL can't correct police brutality, but they can stop preventing players from voicing their opinion about these issues.
No, because Eric Reid got put back in the NFL, and he's been Colin Kaepernick's biggest.
Can y'all turn that off?
He's been Colin Kaepernick's biggest supporter, and he's been speaking out on a lot of things, even going against the NFL.
But wasn't it not just Kaepernick? Wasn't it other players that were getting in trouble for doing the same type of shit?
And most of them capitulated to the NFL's wishes.
Right. Yeah. So, again, the NFL is still part of the problem. Yeah.
And they said it was going to be a penalty if they did certain things.
Right.
They pulled that back.
Yeah. And also Malcolm Jenkins, who's a big him and Kaepernick had issues, but he was on this social justice page as well as far as trying to do positive things. And he's working with the NFL, which is the reason why him and Colin Kaepernick fell out. But he's doing a lot of good things in Philadelphia, too. So while I see there's a lot, again, it's a nuanced conversation for me, because while I do see there's a lot of wrong, I do see there's some right, and there's people trying to correct it within the organization as well, which is why I have some hope that Jay-Z is, I'm going to give him a full calendar year to judge what he's doing before I, you know, criticize anything else.
Shakira
because,
and J-Lo ain't enough?
I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with it. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like There's a process to be had, and it's a wait and see approach for me.
So you guys don't feel like it's something that you can do, that as a fan, you know, I want you to come back. You don't feel like it's something that you can do as a fan, and you just kind of sit back and just wait. You don't want to be a part of the revolution, I guess.
Well, for me, again, I'm looking also at the NFL as like this is one of the few fields of occupation that, you know, constantly year after year gives millions of dollars to black people.
Run, nigga,
as far as when they draft players, the contracts they give, they make black millionaires probably a lot more.
Don't do this to yourself.
I'm just saying for me. I'm just saying.
How are you trying to compare these things?
I'm not comparing anything. I'm just looking
at what
it is.
They're giving millions of dollars to black people. Mm-hmm. That is only because black people can run fast and throw a ball and jump.
Yeah,
it's not like they're like, oh, you know, we really want to help black people.
I'm not saying they're doing it for help. Obviously, so it's an occupation, so they get something in return for it. I'm just saying that some of those black people that in the certain communities will never see that amount of money, but this is a way for them to get that
but
and to do positive things with it.
But you think that's a benefit for the NFL?
No, I'm saying it's a benefit for those black people.
But why would you even bring that up in a conversation talking about, he asked you what you can do as a fan, and you bring up, well, the NFL
is getting millions of dollars
to black people.
As a fan, I'm watching to support certain, I support certain players and certain, for certain teams and even just as an organization.
You're watching the Super Bowl because you want to support black people get money.
Of course, I'm watching because I want to see Patty Mahomes win his first Super Bowl
man. You want to watch the Super Bowl because it's entertainment.
Yeah, of course.
But you can't then try to spin it and be like, well, I'm watching it because I want black people to make money.
I'm not spinning. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to just be a part of something just to be a part of it if I don't really believe in it.
I get that.
And I'm saying, like, as long me watching it is supporting this organization that does give money to black people.
Oh, man.
So that may be a bullshit, you know, thing for you. But for me, it's like, I mean, again, I haven't been swayed either way to make a confident decision that, oh, I'm leaning this way, that way.
But you sounded good there. It's when you try to, like, bring in, oh, well, they're giving millions of dollars to black people. So me watching is putting money in the pockets of black people.
Because they're going
to
get paid one
like,
regardless.
Come on, bro. That's a weak one. I don't even think you really believe that.
I look at everything from both sides.
I think it's perspective.
I feel you.
I'm not trying to say some bullshit, but like it does. Like, it's a fact that black millionaires come from
the NFL, that is a fact, and
sports. Period.
That is a fact. Yeah. But I think it's weird for someone to say or imply that I'm watching the Super Bowl because it's putting money into the pockets of black men.
It is
because.
So I just have to say I just wanted to be entertained. And
because
that's
if this organization overall is doing racist shit, but you're like, oh, well, I'm going to support it because it's giving money to black people. Yeah, I mean, that just sounds weird to me.
I'm saying there's a lot.
I'm not saying you're wrong. And I'm not saying you're an asshole for what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it just doesn't sound like a very sincere answer.
I'm saying I acknowledge that there is racist shit going on in this organization. However, I'm also acknowledging that there's other people within that organization who are trying to make a change within it to help make it better for all.
That part's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So me watching it is me also putting is my hope that things will change And as a fan, I want to see a change because I like seeing these black people and that's fine. Succeed oh, okay. In we the get, world.
That part's we get, good, Nick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that, and that's fine, right? But again, like I said, I asked you specifically, what do you feel like you're doing to help? Like you could say, like
I'm not
you
doing
said,
anything to help.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm not
saying.
Doing anything else.
Yeah, that's right. What I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, that's yeah. None of us. Like Ken said, like if we didn't watch it, it's still gonna get big ratings. It's the biggest event in the world at this moment, as far as the United States. So
just don't give people that out of oh well, you know, if you watch it, you're putting money in the hands of black people. That's giving people a really whack excuse for supporting an organization that's essentially evil. That's what I'm saying.
Jason Whitlock makes that argument. I heard other people make that say those same that same something similar. I disagree with it. I've always said when I've heard him say that, I'm like, bro.
On which side?
About the
putting the money
how
in
it's making black people in, mm-hmm. into millionaires.
That's what he's saying.
The generational thing. And
that's
stuff
his
like.
Narrative.
Yeah, he says that. He says that because he's looking at it as the NFL is helping all of these black people get out of poverty and all these hoods and stuff like that.
It's like 1% of the 1% though. So
it's an elite, right?
It is.
Yeah. So we'll be back out.
Hey everybody, it's Brittany Furlan from Worst First Podcast. Can you just take a minute and pause this podcast and go onto your iTunes and subscribe to Worst First? I promise you will not regret it. Worst First is a podcast where I interview all kinds of people from comedians, actors, celebrities, rappers about their first worst experiences, whether it be a drug trip, a bad job experience, a bad date, etc., etc. The stories are crazy. I guarantee you'll laugh. And we have lots of guests ranging from Machine Gun Kelly to people who've been on SNL, George Lopez. It's really fun over here. So do yourself a favor, subscribe to Worst First and come feel better about your own life. See you then.
After this quick break.
What's Gucci, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Huey Revolution.
This your boy Ramil.
Along with Nemo the Zeus.
And we are the Low Mid Podcast underneath the Dead End Hip Hop Podcast Network.
If you want some funny ass conversations and dialogue from a young black male perspective, this is your fucking place to be.
You dig? We talk about anything and everything from polyamorous relationships to the deepest depths of outer space.
And don't forget the album reviews and the top three lists.
You dig? And we have some up and coming artists as far as rappers, actors come on the show from time to time. So you'll get to hear a wide range of perspectives on everything.
Long story short, if you are a human being, you need to be listening to our fucking podcast.
You dig?
Yep. Where's your uncle?
Back to your schedule program.
What are you talking about?
Well, my thing is this too, right? Like, there's a whole bunch of people that work for corporations that are racist as fuck at the top. And we know that, right? Like, we all pretty much work mm-hmm. for people that they're not racially sensitive, right? Let's just, you know, to be general. But, like, are we to then, you know, go on strike or to quit those jobs to prove a point? So I think when it comes to the NFL thing, I think at the end of the day, it's an entertainment industry. And if people want to watch to be entertained, by all means. And I think on the racist shit, I think it was a little unfair to put Nick in that situation, right? Like in terms of that question, like as a fan, what are you doing to improve what's happening in the NFL? What the fuck can I do? Like, what really can I – what kind of power outside – like I looked at the numbers, right? Like, last year's Super Bowl brought in 98 million viewers. Do you know how many black people there are in America? 42 million. That's half of the people that watch. And you know not every single black person is watching the Super Bowl. So even if we boycotted the Super Bowl, do you really think it's going to impact them to that degree? Like, what are they going to do? What type of changes
about
that?
I don't think it's about, like, you being able to say, okay, I directly impacted this. Look mm-hmm. what I did. Mm-hmm. It's more so a point. Like, mm-hmm. if you're not, again, Ken said he's not actively protesting, mm-hmm. so I can't say shit.
Nobody is.
Okay, then there's your answer.
I mean, I'm still.
Then there's your answer. Let's move on.
Because he hasn't spoken for himself.
Okay. If you are actively protesting, but you're also going to watch, and then you're also doing a wrap-up show, and you're also live tweeting about how great the game is.
I'm not.
How do you reconcile those things?
I don't live tweet.
Got you. Yeah, that doesn't sound like football. Something you would do anyway.
Yeah, I don't live tweet football. I mean, because I haven't actively been watching it. This is going to be like, well, if I watch the Super Bowl tonight, this is going to be my first time like watching a football game since I've been pro. Like
so
every
do you feel
Sunday
weird about it or no?
A little bit. I do. Because like I literally have not been caring to check for football. Like every Sunday comes around and. Years ago, I used to watch football mm-hmm. all the time. I don't even care to watch football no more since the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. I mean, can I tell you, they all tell you, like, I even
and I wasn't trying to convict you, Nick, or anybody. I just was, it's a sincere question
because to Rob's point,
I'd be confused. Like, I sincerely be confused. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it. I know it sounds like conviction, but I'm really not.
But
I just have.
It's not fair to say that it's not fair for Rod to ask those questions.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
No, that's cool.
Well,
because I haven't been going to any. Because usually, what me and some of my friends used to do, we used to always pick a road game to go to. But since this Colin Kaepernick thing, I'm like, I'm not. Why would I show support?
But couldn't y'all's argument be the same argument for just about any cause? Because anybody can say, well, shit. What am I going to do if I don't do this certain thing? Other people are going to do this certain thing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what difference does it make? Like, you can say that about anything.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you're online and you're saying, yo, racism is fucked up. Mm-hmm. What's happening to this person is fucked up. This organization being this way is fucked up. But I'm still going to support it. I don't really see how you reconcile those things. Yeah, that's a part of being human.
Yeah, because like when like the whole H&M thing happened with the monkey thing, like people say they wasn't going to go to H&M. I still don't go to H&M today. But you would easily probably do that. You can easily just say, I won't go to H&M anymore, right?
But you probably weren't shopping at H&M anyway.
I'm just saying if you were.
What's your favorite clothing? Gucci.
I was
your favorite clothing?
I was giving another example.
What's your favorite clothing company?
Like Jordan's.
Okay, Nike. Perfect.
Nike's a good one.
Let's say Nike really starts doing some fuck shit. Mm-hmm. You're gonna.
You say start.
I'm trying to just get to the point.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. Okay. Trust me, I'm with you. But for FIFO's point of view, if they start doing something that you're just like, yo, wow, that's crazy. Are you still gonna just keep buying Nike because yo, somebody else is gonna buy these shoes if I don't buy them?
You know, look, at the end of the day, I understand where y'all trying to come from, but like,
don't trump me, bro. Just
I was laughing.
I'm not gonna say you're wrong or right. I'm just gonna, I probably will, but it
depends. You know what I'm saying?
How
it depends. Just like the NFL, right? Like I protested that same year, like Ken did. I think we all did on Dead End Sports. We just did not watch football like that.
Right.
I don't watch football like I once did, like B. Right? Like every Sunday outside of whenever we got done doing what we were doing, I would go watch. I don't do that anymore. Like, I'll watch a couple of games here and there.
Yeah, I don't watch. No.
You know what I'm saying? But I understand what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I understand that, you know, how long have we been talking about black GMs, black coaches in the league? Obviously, black owners, I get it. You got to be a billionaire. We don't have many black billionaires. It's a numbers game. But in terms of all of these other jobs that they don't get, I get it. But at the end of the day, if there's nothing else for me to watch and I want to be entertained and I'm a sports person, I grew up playing the sport, and there's a good game, just cut it on.
I'm
not protesting it.
I get
you. Know what I'm saying? And even if
then
they
that's
do,
being consistent, because you're saying flat out you're not protesting.
Yeah,
so nobody can really call you out on anything.
I'm not protesting it. And here's the thing: if somebody wanted to protest it 100%, by all means, do it. You know what I'm saying?
Just leave me out of it.
Leave me out of it. And like you said, be consistent with it.
I guess I was just wrong, because I thought all of y'all were protesting the game. I don't listen to Dead End Sports only because I don't understand what the fuck y'all talking about. I just assumed that all of you, Nick included, I thought everybody here was just like, fuck the NFL. So this is my first time learning that that's not your stance. So that's interesting.
Yeah, like I said, I understand some of the racist shit that happens, but it's like, what's my personal stance on it? Like, I can't fix it, and I won't be able to fix it by boycotting it.
How do you know that?
Because people of, like, us, right? Like, when the whole shit happened, we boycotted somewhat. The NFL still went on.
I don't think we ever really
did.
No,
the ratings went down.
But did it hurt the NFL?
Yeah, it didn't stay long enough. Because, like y'all said, we did it for a year, and then we gave up.
Yeah, it was doing all kind of quality control. I remember that.
Yeah, of course.
That's why they went and got Jay-Z.
But at
then
the end,
niggas came back.
But at the end of the day,
got Urban again?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they still gonna be a multi-billion-dollar company.
Then you know what? With that attitude, let's go ahead and let Trump do what the fuck. Trump's
I think it was
do.
Also a mixture. I think that when black people were actively protesting, I don't think they got enough recognition for doing that. I think they thought it was mostly white people not watching because of Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah. Because they were mad because what he was doing.
It was the way the story was being told. Mm. Yeah. Right.
And it so, sure was. Yeah.
So did y'all try to spin that story back around?
I did. Yeah. I did. It didn't work because we were a very small right. platform. Sure. But I did try to put that message out there as much as possible. Mm. And but I think when they look at the last couple of years when Colin got out of the league, or the last 2 years when the Raiders are coming back, they're going to kind of put those two together, and we know that that they're not necessarily one and the same. Correlation doesn't equal causation. So, but they're gonna think that.
But is this all about Colin Kaepernick to y'all, or does this go beyond Colin Kaepernick at this point?
To me, it exposes more about it.
Yeah, it's beyond. You know what I'm saying? It's beyond Colin Kaepernick.
So, no matter what they're doing with Kaepernick at this point, it seems like there's a much bigger issue.
Correct.
So that's again.
What do you mean?
What I mean,
I know there's a bigger issue, but I'm trying to understand.
So my question is, was this protest to you guys always solely about what was happening with Colin Kaepernick? Or was it about the way the NFL was treating black issues? Which one was it?
The way that, well, for me, it was the way NFL was treating black issues.
Black
like,
issues.
Seeing the example of how they was treating Colin Kaepernick, I'm like, okay, this shit is bigger than him. It's like, this is about us. Like at this point.
Okay, so at what point did that change? Because did the NFL actually pull back on these things? This is a genuine question. Yeah, no. I don't know.
I think then he got Colin Kaepernick got paid.
Beyond Kaepernick, once again, if this is not about Kaepernick and this is about black issues, what has the NFL done to alleviate your feeling that they don't give a fuck about black issues beyond Colin Kaepernick? That's my question.
Nothing,
yeah.
Okay.
That I remember, that I know of.
There are some things that they have done.
Okay.
During the protest, Malcolm Jenkins created the Players Coalition. Mm-hmm. Nick talked about how the two leaders disagree on the means of
the funds.
Attacks. Right. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, they gave the money.
Okay.
There's some details that make it a little bit sketchy about they have to raise a certain amount before they get it all, whatever. That's the legal stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that they have done to address the players' concerns and to help alleviate some of the harm that's being caused in the community and to help build up the communities. Mm-hmm. As much as I have issues with Jay-Z, they have given $100 million to the stuff that he's actively trying to do. It's spread out over 10 years. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, they've taken a step there. Mm-hmm. So that's something else that they've done to try to attack this issue. What Kaepernick did was he brought the issues to light into a public forum. Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking about the question you asked, I don't think the NFL was doing anything necessarily fucked up to the black people. They just were not addressing the issues. Mm-hmm. What they did, and that's why I think it's more about what they did to Kaepernick and less about what they were not doing, because they're not doing it now, is because they basically cut the head of the snake off. And that's why Eric Reed is back in the league, because you're not the guy that we're scared of. Mm-hmm. We're scared of the guy that inspired all of y'all motherfuckers to protest. So we just going to get him out of there. We're going to get this motherfucker some money. We're going to pay him off. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring this guy in. You come on over here. Everybody love Jay-Z. We're going to give you some money, too. It's a PR move.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like.
That's why when it comes to Kaepernick, that's why for me it was what they did to Kaepernick that I thought was important, because it sends a message to anybody else that works for any of these huge corporations. You do that shit?
Yeah.
You're unemployed and you're done.
So can players now kneel and not get in trouble for it?
They can. Yes, can they can. They can kneel because remember they introduced that rule. They leaked it to see how it will hit. There was a lot of negative feedback about it, and they pulled it. So they can. They just don't.
So why
there was like one or two. Kenny Stills and somebody else were still kneeling, and at some point they're gonna be out the league.
Wait a minute. Why are they going to be out the league?
Because they're actively protesting and they don't want that shit in the league.
So they'll find some other reason to get
they're going to get. Kenny Stills is not a. The problem with Colin Kaepernick is not he wasn't a superstar. Mm. You know, he wasn't a guy that. He wasn't Patrick Mahomes. Like, this motherfucker, he wasn't a Michael Jordan of the league. He wasn't a superstar. Like
he wasn't a Larry Bird.
Right. We need this guy on the field.
There you go.
Because he can play. He was an average to below average quarterback.
Sure.
That made him expendable.
Got it.
The guy I'm talking about, Kenny Stills, he's expendable. Mm-hmm. So he played for the Miami Dolphins. When the deal was introduced with Jay-Z, the coach started playing Jay-Z in the practice, and then they traded his ass to the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. That was the first step.
Wow.
So they're still trying to push these guys out that are protesting out the league so they can get this thing marching in the direction they want to do. We're going to give all of y'all some money to shut up. We're going to give y'all some hush money. We're helping. Like breast cancer and like the military, these are all the things we're doing. We all know this is all PR. That's what they're doing.
So y'all know all of this, and y'all still just – because you didn't even think that they could kneel, but you still just like,
yeah,
fuck
it. I didn't realize.
So do you take that stance with everything? Like whenever any sort of cause pops up where it's a big money-making company and they're doing something that could be seen as either racist or promoting racism in some sort of way or suppressing anti-racism, are you always just like, well, you know – oh well.
No, like I obviously speak my point and my fact. You know what I'm saying? I just think that with this scenario, in terms of the NFL, I'm over everything on all sides. You know what I'm saying? Like because like Ken said, like all they're gonna do, like football is too easy to silence somebody. Right. Because first of all, the contracts are not guaranteed. Second of all, everybody that does have a bigger platform, like the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees, the Patrick Mahomes, they're not going to speak out on this type of stuff. They're just not. They play a PC and there's too much money involved for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To take these type of risk. So at the end of the day, we have a platform, even though it's small in comparison. I'll speak my mind. But
about what?
About however I feel in the moment, you know,
in football in general, or are you talking about something else?
No, in football, like what we're talking about, the whole Colin Kaepernick thing.
But why would someone listen to that?
What do you mean?
Okay, me as a viewer, I know Nick probably wants to move along. Mm-hmm. Me as a viewer, if I'm tuning into a show and there are these people that are just like, yo, the NFL's fucked up, fuck the NFL, the NFL's doing this and doing that. And then the next show, they're like, oh yeah, so we watched the Super Bowl and here's our opinion about what happened at the Super Bowl. I'd be like, wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. How do those two things correlate?
Well, I think
it'd be like if you got really pissed off about the shit that Tarantino does, right? That's you that doesn't like Tarantino because he uses nigger words so much. And then you go and you go see his next movie, and then you want to do a review about it. It's like, wait a minute now. Like, which one is it? Are you anti? Mm-hmm. Are you for? Or are you just moderate and you just don't really care? Like, are you a centrist about the entire situation?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the kind of the confusing part that I have.
But the thing is like, you move along as things move, right? Like, some people may have a very staunch stance where this happened, that's it. I don't fuck with them. I'm completely protesting it. That's it. That's right. Where I'm at. But some people progress, right? Like, some people, Ken is no longer actively protesting. Right.
That's a progression to you?
I think
to me that's something that he's not staying necessarily consistent. He's changed.
What I'm saying is so he's not actively protesting. Mm-hmm. You're not actively protesting, but going on a show and talking about how fucked up things are in the NFL sounds like you're actively protesting to me.
But when's the last time we said that the NFL is fucked up?
You just said that you speak your mind about – that's why I was asking
And
you.
That's what I'm saying.
So
like,
you don't speak
change.
Your mind anymore.
No, Mike. Understand what I'm saying.
I'm trying.
When it happened, I spoke my mind. We protested the NFL.
When it happened?
When
it happened. Things are still happening, though.
Nah.
You said you thought that they still couldn't kneel.
But he also said he's kind of over it at this point.
So you're just not paying attention at all to it.
Yeah, like the nuance of the shit.
You
like
don't
I'm just
anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
not
what,
anymore.
What you was about to say, Sophie?
Oh, nothing. Go ahead.
She
was about to say something.
I'm saying is that when it
you just
happened,
don't care. Oh, you're just
over yeah. At this
the
point,
thing.
Like I'm just over it.
Got it.
At this point, got but it. I'm just saying like as it progressed, we have progressed as well. Into whatever.
I guess I'm
want.
Lost on the progression.
Yeah, I guess. And all I was gonna say is. The whole progression comment, maybe what Mike was trying to say is that if the NFL doesn't seem to have made any progress, why would you?
Right.
So,
but I think in some
they
cases,
have.
It's saying, yeah,
yes,
saying
I
that
detailed
it have.
That,
yeah,
that they ago. Have, and we have like has your stance changed at all from when this whole thing first started, or you feel exactly the same?
I still don't like what they did with Colin Kaepernick, but I understand that that's a lost cause. Mm. You know, so where can I put my focus on? And again, I don't necessarily have to agree with it, but I cannot ignore what they've done in terms of the Players Coalition mm-hmm. and the 100 mil and all these other initiatives that they've done. They're trying, but their like company.
You said, yeah, you said it's all PR.
It's all PR. Yeah, it's for their business. It's goodwill. It's we're going to buy these.
Because they're going to protect the shield at the end of the day.
Yeah. But can there be something positive that come from that? Possibly. We don't know.
What's the point of them doing anything at this point? Yeah. If everyone's just like, well, we did it for a year. Now,
back to what we were doing.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Why should they change?
You know what? I think the thing. They have changed.
But why would they continue to?
Why would they continue to? And that's where I was going to go. So mm-hmm. I think that's what we have to watch, and that's what we have to guard against. Like, is this just a now thing?
Yes.
So 10 years from now, they're still doing it.
Right. Okay.
We already know that the 100 mil is 10 mil. I would guess spread out over 10 mil.
Sure.
So what happens after that 100 mil is up? What happens after year 10?
Is that enough for you?
No. No,
so
but I said like
he said other thing. He said no, several things.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not challenging him. I don't know shit about sports.
Yeah. I understand you.
Ken's
asking questions.
Pretty much laid it out. I get his stance. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I got you.
You don't even want to let me ask him a question. I don't know these things, so I'm just
I'll be quiet.
I'll be talking.
I don't know.
No, I understand.
I guess. Look, the majority. Look, I don't want anyone to think. Well. I disagree with Nick's comment, but it's not me saying Nick is an asshole or FIFO's an asshole or B's an asshole. Some of these things I vehemently disagree with. Some of these things I'm asking you questions because I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
It's not FIFO, explain this because you're wrong.
Right,
I don't fucking know. So, I just wanted to ask Ken that one question. That was
but I feel like Ken had clearly said it. So that's just a
difference. Damn, now you call me stupid.
I was just saying.
Now
that was
you call me stupid.
I feel like.
You
probably right, Rod. You probably right.
Fuck your question.
You probably right. Maybe I am stupid.
That's all I was saying. I was just
trying to say if I'm stupid.
I was saying that he clearly laid it out, his reasoning.
I'll be quiet.
Over everyone else. That's all I was saying. But hey, if you still need further confirmation.
I think it's just going to take way too long to break down the politics of sports to someone as ignorant as me.
Okay,
so I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Sophie, what's up? What's up,
my bad, man.
I'm fucking with you.
What up with a topic? You got one?
I mean, low-key, that show thing. We could just make that a topic.
What show?
The thing that we talked about with the white shows.
Oh, okay.
I expanded on that. Why not?
Cool.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I was going to talk about the whole Terry Crews thing.
Were you going to talk about that?
Mm-mm.
But... Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I don't. It's not. I'm giving this 2 minutes.
Wait. Oh, damn. Oh, see? She's about to explain it. Why don't you just be quiet? Let her talk for a minute.
I did.
Terry Crew. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. It was a relevant conversation with the Super Bowl taking place. It was a relevant conversation that I felt that you guys needed to hear as well, because you guys may be Dead End Sports subscribers only. And the thing that went on with the NFL was something that we documented heavily on this particular program. So we hope you guys liked it. And if you came over from Mr. Mike Salon, check out some of the other shows that we have here on this particular podcast. And if you haven't heard Is the Mike Salon and you like the conversation that we had, please check out Is the Mike Salon. A link to that is included in the description below. That's gonna do it for us this episode. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people wanna know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.